Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel, which has some difficult words, doesn't it? At the beginning, do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. There is division. In this world, there is division. Now, most of the divisions in this world are actually very foolish divisions. Nearly all of them. But there are some divisions that are necessary. Jesus says that after suffering and dying and rising, his dying and rising would bring divisions. He said, "He who is not with me is against me." And when the Apostle John speaks about the church on earth in the book of Revelation, he calls himself a fellow partaker in the tribulation in Jesus. Kind of calling the question. You've heard the phrase used, probably, in voters' assemblies and meetings where after all of the discussion, someone will say, call the question. It's time to say yes or no. Time to vote. Call the question. Well, the question is, what do you make of Jesus? It's a calling the question kind of passage. And that is an end of the world kind of question. Standing before the throne of God, the question is, what do you make of Jesus? It's also an end of life question. At the end of your life, you must answer the question, what do you make of Jesus? Who is he? Now, it's interesting. During this whole business of the virus, we began to notice pretty quickly that all over the world, people were saying, is this it? Is this the end? Is this the end of the world or the end of civilization or the end of my life? And so they were asking end of the world and end of life questions. And there were those who had not had much use for Christianity or for the name Jesus who began to ask that question. The sermon title is, You Gotta Serve Somebody. That's the lyrics to a song. Probably about 25 years ago it came out. You got to serve somebody. And the lyrics go on. Now, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. There's a division. The Old Testament lesson shows the division between Jeremiah and Hananiah, the prophet that would preach what they needed to hear, or the prophet that would preach what they wanted to hear. There's a division. The division gets worse when you read through the epistle lesson. These are tough lessons today. You read through Romans chapter 7, and it shows the division, but the division there is between the perfect will of God, the perfect and holy law of God, and our old sinful nature. You got to serve somebody. Calling the question, who will it be? So Jesus calls us to follow him. And it is for his kingdom that he calls us to follow him. And it is a following that will separate us from many around us. And he says it very bluntly. Verses 37, 38, 39, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Divisions. You got to serve somebody. Sometimes in confirmation, more often lately, I draw out a diagram illustrating the human being, body, soul, spirit. Down at the depths, there is the heart. What's in the deepest part of the heart, I ask. And then start to draw a tree. Is it what? Why a tree? Well, that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was where Adam and Eve decided that they would not serve the Lord. They would serve themselves. They would carve out for themselves their own place, their own territory, their own kingdom, their own lives. But as they did that, they fell into following the first one who would not serve. That would be the devil. Following that, they became curved in on themselves. All for me, all for me, which is exactly the opposite of God. Curved in on themselves, opposite of the one who created, the one who gave life, the one who promised actually to serve. Yeah, God, who promised to serve by sending his own son to be born for us and then to die and rise for us. But that sin down at the depths of the heart, that tree drawn there. Then as the illustration goes on, the illustration is to erase the tree, draw something else in. And that something else is the cross. You see, when Jesus brings the words and promises of God to us, it's a new beginning. It's a new thing that is the deepest part of who we are, and out of that deepest part of who we are comes everything else. He plants the words of the gospel, the words of the cross, the message of salvation, the words of the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And that simple message planted down in the deepest part of the heart of man creates a whole new being. And Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The gospel is that new planting by God, creating me completely different. It is my life and my salvation. It is my eternity and my eternal life. And that simple message, that simple word, becomes the most important thing in my entire being. So that it becomes true what Jesus said. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And when you lose that curved in on me life, and when you find that new life in Jesus Christ, that cross deep in the heart, deep in the soul, Well, that's everything. That is more important than anything else in this world. You got to serve somebody. The gospel lesson happens to be in the middle of the disciples having been sent out with the name of Jesus to preach and heal and tell about the kingdom. And they go out, and it is for their neighbor's blessing and benefit. See how that works? Jesus marks them with his cross and his gospel, and he sends them. And they cannot help but go out carrying the name of Jesus. When Jesus calls us to follow him, we end up caring for and loving our neighbor, because that's what he came into this world to do. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And when Jesus calls us to walk with him and put him first, well, he can do that. And the reason why is because he came to walk with us. And he came to put first our salvation and our eternal life and our blessing. And when Jesus calls us to serve in the kingdom of God, he can do that, because he came to serve by bringing the kingdom of God, salvation and forgiveness and new life. I guess the final point here is a question. Am I willing to carry his name before the world? Since he carried my name before the throne of God, he carried my name to his cross, and he carried my name rising from the dead, and he carried my name ascending into heaven and ruling there, and he will one day carry my name coming back to this earth to raise the dead and call all who are his to live in blessings forever. In Jesus' name, amen.